You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Well, hello there. Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I am so glad that you are here. Once again, we're in the dojo, and you know what? You know what? This is the last in the series. I can't believe it, but it's 20-ish or so. Math has always been my challenge, but nonetheless, we got it all. We've got all the parts of building that industrial leader because we're here in the dojo. So thank you once again. It's because of you we can do that. So let's get this show on the road. Thank you very much for joining. Okay, this one. This last point, until we sum it all up and I put it in paper and I submit it out there and you guys can have at it and all that good stuff. This one is really intriguing to me because it's all about, if you're looking at the video out there on the YouTube channel, curiosity and learning, that hunger to know. Let's say you put your Wayback Machine on, and when I was a kid, I remember my parents would say, hey, go to the library and figure it out. And then, of course, you'd have to go through that whole process of trying to find out what that answer was, if I really cared. So, nowadays, because of technology, because of that phone that we've got in our hand, because of the tools that are available, that information is there at a glance. It's there now. And I think the technology today, of course, has sped up that knowledge gap. So there is no reason whatsoever not know what you need to know because it's out there. And for the most part, it's free. Now, you can put your decipher code hat on or watch or whatever you want and make sure that it's right information. That's always a challenge. However, for the most part, the heart of people who are providing this information are pretty knowledgeable individuals. So I think we're going through this learning disruption. But the most important part is you've got to have that hunger to learn. You've got to have that desire to find out those answers. If you were to look at your day, and I mean, eight of it is dealing with work, and then you got eight to hang out at home, and then you got eight to sleep. If you break it up that way, of course, it varies from time to time and hour to hour. There is time in your day to be able to learn what you need to learn. Now, I'm for me personally, being a learning nut, I love it. I subscribe to Feedly. Now, Feedly is a service, but nonetheless, it provides that information that I can key off of technology. I can find it as fast as anybody else. So the reality is, as a leader, as an industrial leader, and as a speed of which information is coming at you, you've got to be curious about knowing. You've got to have that desire to learn, to grow, to constantly feed. We can't just stop and die and that's it and think that we know everything. Information is coming at us at a just horrific, well, I can't say horrific, at a really fast pace. And we can consume it or we can push it off or we can try to consume it or it can do whatever. All I'm trying to say and challenge you in is that have that curiosity and learning. Have that desire, that hunger to know. Because it's out there. If it was fishing, yeah, you'd be on it. If it's golf, yeah, you'd be on it. If it's football, if it's sports, my gosh, we are digesting that information. What I'm asking for you is get out there and learn about your profession, your craft. I mean, even sales, fill that funnel, because that's where we're going next, is how do you fill that funnel with all this information? So anyway, challenge you today, curiosity and learning, that hunger to know, because you don't want to miss out on this opportunity. You can find out anything as quickly as you possibly can. So please, it's out there. If you have any questions, ask me, because I'll tell you, I know. I look all the time. So now let's review, because this is it, because I'm going to be putting a bow on this and all that fun stuff. So the thing that we covered the last time is plenty of energy. How do you fill your tank? Think about that. Of course, no kicking the dogs. We take responsibility at all costs. We have drive and grit. We get back on that horse. Enjoyment in the now. We wonder and dream. It is just an incredible time. I am so excited because, gosh, it's really a neat time. courage and daring. We take risk. Let's take that constructive criticism because, well, we have to. Sense of humor, laugh and smile. Come on, let's laugh and smile. It's a lot of fun out there. Ability to lead teams, of course. You can find examples of that. Bravery, honesty, collaboration, absolutely necessary. True desire to shoulder the burden. Be the hero, be the heroine. Okay. Ability to be strong and clear in times of trouble. I don't want to follow anybody that's all over the page. You want to be strong and clear, and I guarantee you the people will follow you because you are strong and clear. Steadfast dedication to those depending on you. It's not about you. Once again, it's not about you. It's about how you help people, the family, employees, companies, philanthropic. Okay. Courage to ask for assistance and guidance. You don't have all the answers. I know, it's shocking, but you do not have all the answers. Self-discipline and patience. One more day, get back up. One more day, one more day. It will happen, whatever that goal, whatever that purpose. Confidence in your own capabilities. You're learning. You have a desire to learn. Please, continue. It's all out there. Be the one that learns. It can't take it away from you, right? Absolutely not. Resistance to criticism. We have a thick skin because there's going to always be, and I mean always, people pulling you back. And then genuine interest in the well-being of people. Turn that pyramid upside down. They're not there to serve you. You are there to serve them, period. Exclamation point. Purpose. Figure that out. Because once you get knocked down, you got to always reach for that purpose. That's those scuffed knees, whatever, the elbows. We can put Band-Aids on it, but that purpose is bigger than whatever the problem is at that time. Positive outlook. We are always having a positive outlook. Fight, fight, fight. Have that positive outlook because it's real important. And then finally, we have correct thinking. We do not allow the shadows of the past to dictate our future. We do not just say, oh my gosh, woe is me, blah, blah, blah. We move forward. We got correct thinking. We know that our mind will be playing tricks on us. So nonetheless, thank you very much. We're going to wrap it up. One last podcast, and then we will be done. Thank you very much. Have a great day, and always be safe. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.